Fussing busily about, Tubgut sat down and picked up his paddle.
Hear me now. As your newly elected leader, I say we put a boat and paddle for land.
Make one move and you're fish bait, shrew.
Mara had been moving gradually along the boat until she was level with Tubgut in the other boat. She stood within easy reach of him, brandishing a paddle close to his head.
Did you hear that?
The fat shrew appealed to his new followers.
This stranger is going to kill your new leader. Get her, shrews. Put this tribe dog over the side. She and the hare are the cause of all this trouble. Seize them!
With lightning agility, Logalog leapt into the other logboat and was on Tubgut, his rapier point tickling the fat shrew's throat.
Mutiny and incitement to murder, eh, Tubgut? You'll face a full council of our gowsome comrades when we return home. Mara and Pickle helped our shrews and my son to escape the toad's prison pit. They are honoured guests. I've allowed you enough leeway, Tubgut. Myself I don't care for. But when you threaten the life of gowsome friends, that's mutiny on the open waters. You, there, and you, Rivak, get some line and bind this rascal tight and sit him in the stern. I'll deal with him when the time is right.
Logalog's speedy victory over Tubgut, combined with his tough, authoritative air, turned the tide in his favour. The two shrews grabbed the struggling Tubgut and tied him up. Logalog sheathed his weapon and turned to both crews.
I'm still Logalog here, Blackstone or not. Any beast who thinks he's shrew enough to challenge me, let him do it now.
There was a momentary silence. Then a big, tough-looking shrew stood up and made his way along to stand by the leader.
Anyone who challenges Logalog challenges me too. He's always been fair and just to all of us.
Nordo stood up with Mara and Pickle. He spoke for all three.
We stand with Logalog.
An old shrew with long whiskers waved his paddle.
Good old Logalog. Old? What am I talking about? He's only a young snip compared to me.
Other voices now made themselves heard.
Aye, Logalog's always been a good un. I like him.
Me too. He's always played square with young and old. What do you say, shrews?
The crews of both logboats raised a mighty cheer for Logalog as he vaulted back into the boat with Nordo.
Hooray! Logalog! Leader of the Gowsome! Hooray!
I say, chaps, do you mind sitting down or we'll all end up in the flipping drink, what?
The rest of the day passed by uneventfully. The sun set over the west lakeside horizon in crimson glory as the hot summer day came to an end. The shrews shipped paddles, ate supper, and settled down as best they could for the night. Lying awake in the bows of the lead craft, Logalog passed Mara a jug of sweet maple cordial.
Mara, I want to thank you and Pickle for backing me. You especially. The way you crept up on Tubgut was very brave. He had a lot of the others ready to follow him. I know he lost a lot of face in the contest with Pickle, but out here on the water, with every beast terrified by Deepcoiler, they were ready to follow Tubgut because he was all for turning back. Fear is a great motivator. It would touch and go there for a while. You could have quite easily got a rapier between your ribs back there. You are a true friend, Mara. I will never forget what you did for me.
The badger maid pretended to yawn and snuggle down, embarrassed by Logalog's praise for her.
Oh, that's what pals are for. Now go to sleep, you old water walloper.
Still for the night, the two logboats rocked gently on the calm surface of the vast lake.